Victoria is looking to seize the moment as demand intensifies for critical minerals and rare earths. The state has globally significant quantities of titanium and zirconium, as well as the rare earth elements in mineral sand deposits in the northwest of the state. Well before Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and US President Donald Trump signed a multi-billion-dollar deal on critical minerals last week, the Victorian government released a critical minerals roadmap in December last year. Lily D'Ambrosio is the Energy and Resources Minister in Victoria and joins me now. Minister, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Sally.
What's your reaction to this deal which has been signed now between the US and Australia? What do you think it will mean for Victoria?
Well, it's very momentous and we are very excited. As you've alluded to, in Australia, there's about $200 billion of value of critical minerals, and 85% of that value is here in Victoria. So our aim is to make sure that people, number one, are aware of the bounty that we've got here in Victoria, but also ensure that we can develop these resources, which are globally significant, for the benefit of our state.
In the Victoria State Roadmap, the government promised to create the Critical Minerals Coordination Office last year to facilitate and fast-track approvals. That office is yet to be created. What's been the delay there?
Oh, no, we have it up and running. And can I just say that we have more than a dozen projects at various stages of development that are absolutely hot to trot here for Victoria. We want to make sure, of course, is that these developments happen in the right places, and that the really other very important and high value processes that we've got here, including, of course, our agricultural sector, is also well protected. So our roadmap talks very clearly about us developing those high value critical mineral zones, but importantly, to protect other high value industries in our state, including agriculture and biodiversity.
So the government is quantifying the expected value of this sector to the state. Do you have an estimate, or have you modelled the potential environmental consequences of this extent of mining?
Well, let me put it in this context. If you look at the northwest of Victoria, agriculture utilises about 5 million hectares of land. The projected scale of mineral sands development is less than 1% of that. So it is a small footprint when you consider what land is used for agriculture, and we want to make sure that we protect our food bowl here in Victoria. But regardless of that, the fact is the value of this resource is globally significant, and our aim is to make sure that we can get development happening, making sure that there are community benefits that are shared in those communities that host these projects, and that biodiversity and agricultural land are absolutely protected.
One particular project in Western Victoria, the Astron Corporation's Donald Rare Earth and Mineral Sands project near Minyip, it received major project status in the past couple of weeks. We spoke to Ryan Milgate, a grain farmer near Minyip. He's also the grains president at the Victorian Farmers Federation. These were his concerns.
We're talking prime agricultural land here, Wimmera cropping land. So we're really, really concerned about rehabilitation. Now, we've done a lot of work in this, and we don't believe anywhere in the world it's been proven that land similar to this has been mined and returned to its, original state.
Is there a lack of clarity around what rehabilitation of these sites will look like?
And this is really important to our government, and our roadmap went to this very point. So did our commitments, our actions, to ensure that rehabilitation is real, that it meets the highest standards, and that it is done progressively. Now, when we consider mineral sands development, unlike traditional mining, mineral sands mining is very, very shallow. And it also lends itself, therefore, to progressive rehabilitation. So as a mine reaches an operational level, it removes critical minerals or mineral sands in a particular section of the mine that's licensed, and then it moves on. And as it moves on, it progressively rehabilitates it. Now, having said that, I'm absolutely committed to us ensuring that we work with local communities, with farming communities, to make sure that we develop best practice guidance for the progressive rehabilitation of these lands. And can I say that not only will rehabilitation require the land to return to its original state, but where it can, to actually improve it. And that is what our aim is. And we're going to do a lot of work with local communities, farming communities, to ensure that they can be confident and that we get the best minds sitting around the table and ensuring that we can develop these projects, providing those local community benefits and ensuring that rehabilitation occurs in a way that gives confidence to local communities.
Minister, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Sally.
Lily D'Ambrosio is the Victorian Minister for Energy and Resources.